This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The biggest problem for this Texans team is they've run into a bunch of teams that were willing to abandon the run, and the Bills kept running and kept running. When you effectively run against the Texans, I don't want to say it makes J.J. Watt useless, but it turns him into a mortal human. I didn't expect the defense to continue to play at that level that it has been, but you need him to do it against Indianapolis.
My only beef with the whole rankings was UH being 18th. That's just a joke.
But it's the highest. It's the highest.
It doesn't matter. No, but it just kind of goes to show that there's somebody on the committee that's got a thing for them, because of all the non-Power Fives, they've gotten the least respect out of any of them. They beat as many ranked teams as anybody in the top 25. I would have liked to see them 12 or 13.
As long as they're the number one non-Power Five.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live here at Tupelo's. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of great stuff. Talked a lot of Texans, talked a lot of NFL, talked a lot of college football. You heard some of it there. All available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out, and you can hear all of the great stuff that we discussed.
So a lot of people, because I tweeted out that we were supposed to have a Hall of Famer on at 4:30 this afternoon, and apparently he was drunk at that time of the afternoon.
No, let's,
allegedly.
I don't want to.
I didn't name names. Oh, well, I didn't name names, but I will now. Barry Warner was supposed to join us at 4:30. He was drunk at 4:30 in the afternoon, so he couldn't join us today. And I'm bummed about it.
Yeah, well,
we would have had a good talk.
Stuff happens. I don't want to. Just we'll leave it alone. It would have been kind of funny if it had happened on air.
Yeah,
but it didn't. So you know what? Just. We'll move on. You know what we haven't done yet? We have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day because Stanford was a little late, so we didn't get to do it when we usually do. So, John, let's do Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
AJ, I know you love squirrels.
No, I don't like squirrels at all.
They're one of your favorite things.
Nope, I killed them.
Well, here's one that...
they're disgusting, and they look cute from afar, but when you get up close, they are really filthy creatures.
They are rats with really big tails is what they are. And
fluffy rats.
Fluffy rats that hang out in trees instead of underground.
And they don't even carry pizza around.
No. And if they did that, then maybe they'd be lovable. But, well, there's one in Novato, California, which is in the Bay Area, that I know you wouldn't like, because apparently there is at least one squirrel, maybe more, that are attacking people. Attacks are described as a squirrel suddenly running up to the victims, crawling up their bodies, and biting them in various areas, hands, legs, arms, head. There have also been reported instances in which squirrels have jumped out of trees and attacked the victims. This is how it starts. This is why people who give you grief for whacking these squirrels aren't really paying attention, because now the war has started. The squirrels are fighting back.
Yep.
And this is happening in Northern California. At some point, you know, it's going to spread down here. So I have to say, I think you were right all along.
I'm telling you. I know. I've been way ahead on this squirrel killing game. You guys are like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, yeah, put out food for them. No, man. Don't do that. Those squirrels are looking to eat your children. And I see a lot of you have brought kids today. Just know the squirrels are your enemy. And those kids who think the squirrels are cute, they don't realize they're squirrel food.
And you know what? I know you're thinking right now, hey, it's Northern California. Those people are weird anyway. So they probably deserve to be attacked. No, this is how it starts. This is how the revolution begins. So I'm here to support you in your war against
Thank
the squirrels because this is obviously happening and it needs to be stopped.
Now you know where I stand.
Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we have a giveaway here for you. How about Lombardi Award tickets?
Okay.
You can win two tickets to the 46th Rotary Lombardi Awards at Revention Music Center on Wednesday, December 9th. The four finalists will travel to Houston for the award presentation to the nation's best Division I college football lineman or linebacker, who, in addition to outstanding performance and ability, best exemplifies the discipline of Vince Lombardi. The Lombardi Award benefits Texas Children's Hospital and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Will take caller number 25. You're going to the Lombardi Awards. That's a pretty cool little event.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, we didn't get it. We teased this. And we never got around to it about how you said the fix was in on how the playoffs would be set up. I agreed with you. Guess what?
We were right.
Oklahoma, there was no way they were going to put Oklahoma and Alabama
together. Zero chance.
And, you know, I like it like this. I like the fact that Oklahoma's playing Clemson. And I like that Alabama's playing Michigan State. I think they've set it up for those two to play each other. And I think they've set it up where they get one of those two in the championship game, which is kind of what they want.
Not what they want. It's what they need.
Maybe. I think Clemson's...
A Clemson-Michigan State game would be a disaster.
It would be, but a Clemson-Alabama game wouldn't be.
No, but I'm saying they need one of them.
Right.
They need one of those two teams.
That's what I just said, yeah.
No, you said they want one of them. I said they need one of them because Clemson-Michigan State would do the worst ratings they've had in a long time.
I think it's still going to do ratings simply because of what it is, but...
But it's not...
That's not the game that anybody wants to see.
Clemson... listen, Clemson is starting to develop a following. Michigan State has a pretty good following. Oklahoma and Alabama have national fan bases. They have fans all over the country. They've got huge alumni bases. They've got T-shirt fans. Michigan State and Clemson don't really have that. They need one of those two teams in the final, and there was no way. I mean, ideally, they'd like to have both of them in the final.
Well, and that's why they didn't match them up together, because you could have guaranteed one of them in there if you'd done that. But I think all along, they were going to drop OU simply because there's no championship game in the Big 12. And I think from an OU perspective, they're probably pretty lucky that Stanford had two losses, because frankly, I think they would look for every excuse to put Stanford in there for winning that championship game.
Yep.
And I don't know that would have been the right call. I still think when you look at – I guess for me the hard part is when I look at OU's wins, okay, that Tennessee win's pretty good. How good is the rest of the Big 12? And you and I weren't that high on TCU and Baylor to begin with, so those are kind of your signature wins. You weren't very high on Oklahoma State. I mean, I still think those are good teams, but – it kind of played out a little bit that maybe those teams weren't as good now. In Baylor's case, they were down to their eighth quarterback, so
yeah.
I'll give them a little bit of a pass for that. But yeah, and by the way, congratulations to UT for getting that win.
Didn't matter. They still didn't get a bowl game.
No, but you know that's where the Iowa State game killed them. That's a game you were supposed to go and win. If you do that and you upset Baylor and go 6-6, you're in a bowl game somewhere.
But the reality is they probably should have been 3-9.
Probably.
When you think about that, because if they played OU or Baylor, a fully healthy Baylor, I mean, you're talking about a bloodletting. But
yeah,
so it's all about showing up that any given Saturday, Fred. Any given Saturday.
Aristotle asks, any giveaways you guys know for Patriots Texans? Really want to go to that one? We don't really have any. We don't ever really do any of that because we're not associated with the Texans, so. We're not able to get.
And I won't sell you my press credential for $1,000. I absolutely won't.
Don't sell yourself short. I won't rent you mine for $1,000.
Right.
Unless you know.
Well, yeah, it's just for that game.
Right. Yeah, because, I want it back.
I need it back.
But, yeah, I don't know.
But I won't do that anyway. Not for $1,000.
No, not for $1,000. $1,500 maybe. But.
We can talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk whenever you want to talk. Let's put it that way. We'll talk when you want to talk.
I would just say that would be kind of a starting point for a discussion. That's all.
Right.
So, yeah. But I am a little bit sad today because the one thing I realized is that college football essentially is over. I mean,
There's Army-Navy.
There's Army-Navy, and then there's a bunch of exhibitions that I'll bet on, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Have you seen any lines that jump out of you at these early matchups?
I jumped on the opener of Washington State -1.5 against Miami. That was the number that I was like, this doesn't seem right. So I hammered that. I doubt that number will last. But no, I mean, a lot of the numbers, and I tweeted out when they announced the playoffs, I tweeted out that OU would be a favorite over Clemson, which they were.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Which is funny because people are, yeah, but Clemson beat them in that bowl game last year. It was a bowl game.
Again, if you're taking that into account, I want to bet against you.
Yeah, exactly.
But there were some good lines, at least the opening lines I saw, but that was the one that jumped out to me, Washington State and Miami. I just don't think much of Miami. I think they're a mess right now.
Tell you what, I don't mind Michigan State getting 10 from Alabama. I think Alabama wins that game, but Michigan State's going to hang around. That's what they do.
They don't get blown out.
No, and I think Alabama's going to win it, and they may very well cover because I think they're the better football team, but that's an awful big number. And yeah, there were a couple other of the smaller games that what I like to do before I bet on bowl games, though, is I'll go through and read a bunch of stories because you'll figure out who really wants to be somewhere and who doesn't.
Yeah.
Miami doesn't want to be in El Paso.
No, of course they don't.
And that's a much bigger deal for Washington State. So, especially, when you think about Miami, interim coaching staff, they obviously wanted a better bowl than that.
Washington State's program is turning around.
Yeah.
It's turning around. As we speak, it's turning around. So, yeah, there's a buzz there.
Yeah, so I'm kind of with you on that. And I'm intrigued by I'm a little intrigued by Navy-Pittsburgh because for the same reason. I think Pittsburgh at one point thought they had bigger goals than the Armed Forces Bowl. Not the Armed Forces, but the Military Bowl. And that Navy team's pretty good.
Yep.
If Keenan Reynolds is healthy, which I'm sure he will be, I don't mind Navy -4.5 there. What do you think of North Carolina getting 3 against Baylor?
It depends on what Baylor quarterback is there.
Well, you figure they're going to be at best down to their third guy.
And you know, any team that can lose to Texas, once they're past that third or at that third guy, even when they had him out there, Texas was better than them. I think Baylor's quarterback situation makes it hard to play that game. Because if their first or second string guy is out there, they'll smash North Carolina. But if they're down to the dredges, and they were playing a walk-on wide receiver at quarterback for most of the game against Texas.
And if they have to do that, North Carolina will eat their souls.
Exactly. But it just depends on which quarterback shows up. So that's one. Unfortunately, I'll have to wait until closer to game time to know what the right play is. But that number to come out like it did already makes me feel good about waiting. I mean, if it would have opened at 7, you know, there would have been people who said, oh, North Carolina, easy, if they're not playing with the quarterback. But if they are, then you're in trouble.
Right.
Where it stands now, how much is it really going to go up if it turns out they're playing with their second-string quarterback? You know, is it going to go to 7 or 8? I'm okay with that.
The other game I'm real interested in, just from a fan standpoint, TCU Oregon. I think that's going to be a fun game.
I would tend to agree. I think what's the line on that?
It's pick 'em right now.
Yeah, I really like what Oregon's doing right now. They're a completely different team with this
Vernon
quarterback.
Adams, yeah.
Yeah, I mean they are just it's a whole new world for them, and they look like old school Oregon. I like them a lot.
And for TCU, this is kind of a come down,
right?
When you're playing Ole Miss last year and beating them, and you had high hopes, you went into the season as one of the top teams. You're supposed to be in the playoffs, and no knock on the Alamo Bowl, which has turned into a really nice bowl, but that's not what their goals were. And it wasn't right. for Oregon either, but I think the way the season started for them, the fact that they were able to get better as the year went on makes a difference. All right, guys, I'll tell you about making a difference. And it's the holiday season. It's a time of giving. Well, here's an opportunity for you to give. Get rid of something you're not even using and really, really help a kid who needs that kind of help. And I'm talking about Houston Can Academies. If you've got a vehicle, you got a car or a truck or something sitting in your garage, you were going to fix it, you never got around to it, or maybe it's sitting in your yard, or maybe it's in that driveway, well, guess what? You can donate it, and Houston Can Academy will come and pick it up. They'll tow it free of charge. They'll take care of all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. It's just their way of saying thank you. Now, here's what they do with that money. They help these kids who are at Houston Can Academies. Most of them, they've dropped out of other schools. They go to Houston Cannon Academies, they get another chance. And some of them drop out for family reasons. Some of them have issues at home and they have no choice. Some of them have to get a job. And Houston Cannon Academy gives them a second chance, helps them change lives. They become better people. They graduate. They get out and do great things in the world, and you can help do that. You can help change one life just by donating a vehicle you don't need anymore, and that life is going to change a whole bunch of lives. That's what they do over there. And during this time of year, it's even more important to let people know, hey, I want to help. And it's so easy, man. They come and pick it up. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Get rid of that vehicle, donate it today, and you can change a life. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Tupelo's, getting ready for a little Monday Night Football action. Love being here at Tupelo's. If you're looking for a place to come watch the game, you're up north, it's your place. 2907 Rayford Road, and see a lot of familiar faces out here. Always appreciate you guys having us. And one familiar face who is responsible for us being here, it's our buddy Shannon.
Hi, guys.
What's up, young lady?
Well, you know, just getting her for Monday Night Football like everyone else.
Yeah? You got money on this game?
She's a Cowboys fan.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I'm not a Cowboys hater either.
Okay, well, there's a great audiobook that'll teach you about this betting stuff, just so you know, that I've heard about.
I probably don't need to read it. I have enough gambling.
Listen, it's an audiobook. You listen to it.
What I meant, excuse me.
Tell me what you guys got going on out here. I see that you got the toy drive going on, you got holiday parties, you got daily specials. What the hell's going
on? Absolutely. We're the best place to spend your holidays this season.
Not actual Christmas Day, though, right?
Christmas Day, spend it with your family.
Right.
We do open at 5, though, so if you get tired of your family,
oh, I'll be tired of my family by 5, believe me.
I mean, everyone gets tired of their family around 5 p.m.
But don't bring your kids here to open presents or anything, right?
Between 5 and 9, if you want to have your kids come in here and open presents, you're more than welcome.
That's the only time it's allowed. All right. Got it.
Absolutely. But, yes, we do have the Toys for Tots drive going on now through December 22nd. So bring an unopened, unwrapped gift for a boy or a girl, and those gifts will go to deserving children in this community. And for donating, we will give you a $5 off card for Tupelo's.
That's pretty cool because that's a beer.
Yeah.
And on special days, that's almost two beers.
There might be some fine print. Oh, okay. But get a meal.
Use it to your food tab.
And then the beer won't seem so bad.
That's right.
So are you ready for this?
I'm ready for anything.
We are doing free gift wrapping.
Really?
Free.
What?
Bring in your gifts and we will wrap them any day before 5 p.m.
How's this free?
It's just a service.
Just something you guys are doing?
Absolutely.
You know how big of a deal this is for me?
Oh, yeah, so bring them in.
Bring them in. You're not too far away, right?
I don't know how to wrap presents at all. It's terrible. Like, it looks it looks like a goblin or something wrapped up. It looks like more like a Halloween present by the time I get done. It's really terrible. So this is good news for me.
Well, and most days I'm actually here, so if I'm available to do it, I'm like a department store gift wrapper.
You're that top level?
Wow. I'm that good, except I don't charge department store prices. I'm just here to do it for free. Now, you can't do like a drop it, and you can't just like drop the gifts and be like, I'll be back in a couple days.
You have to wait.
Yeah, and hang out, have a beer.
Okay.
You know, have a good meal.
Wow. This is a game changer for me.
Absolutely.
I guess now I can actually...
Do I need to bring my own wrapping paper?
No, we have it all here for you.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And I actually personally selected that. So because I'm that good, I selected good items, so your gifts will look very nice.
You've made a major mistake. Just want you to know.
Ugh.
I'm taking advantage of this.
Well, I'll brace myself.
All right. Brace yourself.
I will brace myself. Also, this month only, you can come in and get a $5 bonus card for every $25 in gift cards you spend.
I like when places do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to use that money anyway.
Right. I mean, you can actually add it onto the gift card, or you can have it at a $5 card separately.
You guys are giving away a lot of stuff.
It's the holiday season, the season for giving.
I like that. I like free stuff.
It's the season for giving. So we appreciate our customers, and we are in the holiday spirit as well here.
Your customers appreciate free stuff. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I know that from experience.
Well,
I like the free stuff you give away.
Speaking of free stuff, you know, like Santa gives. Santa will be here also.
What?
Bring Santa. I happen to personally know Santa. And he will be here from 2 to 4 on Saturday the 19th. To bring the kids, get a photo.
Oh, boy. I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Santa Jackson, is it?
It is not. It is not Santa Jackson.
Not Santa Chip?
Good, because I don't want my kid sitting on his lap. I'm just
I don't
say.
Either. That's, I mean, just the thought is terrible. So it's definitely not
Chip dressed like Santa. Do you honestly
like
believe
Santa.
That Chip would actually get dressed up in a Santa suit?
I don't know. Chip does take himself pretty seriously, so probably not.
No, they have a real Santa.
No, it's Santa Claus. It's
okay.
The Santa.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He and I go way back.
Really?
Yeah.
So
all the way to my childhood Christmases.
That's right.
Okay. Now it's starting to get a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. That's starting to sound very creepy to me.
Okay, well, Santa Claus will be here.
Okay.
And he's not Chip Jackson.
And he's not creepy.
And he's not creepy.
Okay.
He's awesome. So bring the kids
so
or take
your,
a selfie with Santa or however you decide to celebrate the holidays with Santa. He will be here from 2 to 4 on the 19th, Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
In preparation for his big
Right, because he's going to be very busy
journey.
About a week from then. So
Right.
He somehow manages to make time for us. I told
he
you,
does.
He and I go way back.
He does.
Yeah.
He's Santa loves chicks. He loves young chicks.
See, now, I think you just made it awkward, AJ.
No, that's true.
You just made it awkward.
See, Fred believes me.
Oh, that's true.
Fred almost died.
Listen, I've gotten drunk with Santa a couple times, and yeah, I've seen him.
He knows the truth about
Hopefully
Santa.
Hopefully not on Christmas Eve.
It's during the year when he's in Vegas because he doesn't have to work in you know, March and stuff. So he goes in there and there's different people sitting on his lap then. But
yeah, it's easy to go to Vegas when you're just slave driving elves up in the North Pole, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, and those guys need to unionize, man. That's a mess up there.
But when
you should
Santa,
hear some of the stuff he does to them.
When Santa talks about loving young chicks, he doesn't call them chicks. He calls them something else. It's really vile and repulsive. And I won't say it on the air because it'll make people think less of Santa, but he uses those words. I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not saying it.
I'm concerned about how you know that, AJ, or how you even thought to bring it up.
Got the internet, Shannon. I've got the internet.
Hey, internet. Yeah.
It's the Google machine.
All right. When's Bishop's Barrel 12 going to be here?
We should have it either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay.
But we currently have Pumpkinator on tap.
You do have Pumpkinator on tap.
Just when you thought the Pumpkinator taps ran dry in Houston,
you guys
have it here.
Break one out. Look at you guys.
Okay. Absolutely.
I need one of those, by the way. I didn't realize you had that. I asked earlier, and she said no.
You need a keg?
No, I just want
Oh, just
watch.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to make that happen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Make it happen, Captain.
And in addition to that, we also have $2 domestic drafts and $2 wells this evening. So come up for Monday Night Football. Cowboys, Redskins, hey-o.
Hey-o.
Admit you're a Cowboys fan. Come on.
I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm just a Texans fan. Mm. I'm a born and raised Houstonian, and I didn't abandon – I didn't move to the Cowboys when the Oilers
left. But you kind of did.
I was a young girl, so I wasn't like watching football with my grandpa.
Remember, Santa's listening right now, young girl.
enough.
You were impressionable, is what you're
enough
saying.
Enough so to where I became a Cowboys fan. So when we officially had a team again in Houston, that was my team.
Okay, that's fair.
And I'm not a bandwagon fan. I'm a fan no matter what.
Listen, if you're a Texans fan right now, you can't say you're a bandwagon fan because they suck. Same with the Cowboys. They suck.
Right, I'm not a bandwagon fan because I'm a fan as we speak. I was an Astros fan when it was terrible. I mean,
there you go.
It's always that much greater once they are doing well, you know?
All right, so what else you got going on? Is that it? Is that covered?
That's about it for now, but that's a whole lot of stuff. We're really excited. Hangover brunch on New Year's Day. We're really excited about that. We usually don't do brunch here, but we've got some new breakfast items we're going to unveil.
Okay.
For a hangover brunch, in addition to $3 mimosas and $3 Bloody Marys on New Year's Day.
You know what? I think I'm coming out here for that because we're doing the Run Houston thing at Sam Houston that morning, and we'll just drive out here.
Please do 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We will be doing hangover brunch,
dude. Because I'll need to be getting. I'll have to get drunk then because I'm not going to drink the night before.
Well,
so it won't be hangover stuff. I'll be actually getting drunk.
Yeah, so you're running on New Year's Day, so New Year's Eve won't.
No.
Well,
no.
just push it.
It's amateur night anyway. I'm a professional. I drink every other night of the week, so it's
I'm with
all
good. You. I'm with you. Just push it one day. Day drinking's the best.
Oh, yeah, I love day drinking. That's why I...
Watch some football. It'd be great.
I wish I had a morning show because then I could just drink all day after that.
Yeah.
And never have to worry about it.
All the stuff you've got going on. You didn't mention Saturday night is the biggest UFC fight of the year.
It is the biggest UFC fight of the year.
And it'll be right here. The biggest UFC card of the whole year is going to be right here at
Tubler. And here he is calling me out. I'm thinking about all this holiday stuff. You are correct. And we will have it here. No cover.
Aldo McGregor, Weidman, Rockhold. No, two title fights. $0 of cover charge.
$0 of cover charge. We are your number one spot for UFC.
That's right.
I think you know where to be for the fight Saturday then.
$2 Ziegenbox and $3 and $4 shots puzzles.
Sweet. Wow.
All right. Well, Shannon, as always, appreciate you coming on with us and appreciate you having us out here.
Well, thank you guys for being here.
And look forward to being here again. So
thanks, guys.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, I should have read this text to Shannon. She might have been a better person to give this person advice. It says, need blitzer advice. This girl's been texting me about hooking up and is very hot, but I've been hearing terrible things about her, and she has a bad reputation.
Terrible things about her is in, like, she's diseased?
Of getting with a lot of people, many of them my friends. That doesn't matter. I kind of like her, though.
They make
avoid?
Something for that. They sell them in singles, 3, and 12 packs.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's...
Large, small, and indifferent. So...
I think you go for it, man.
Yeah, you roll with it. It doesn't mean you have to...
You're saying she's experienced? No big deal, bro.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Protect yourself.
Sometimes experience is a good thing.
That's right.
In fact, almost all the time. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll dive into the game a little bit tonight. Tell you the thoughts that we might or might not have. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're
slowly killed.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock 'em in.
Lock 'em in. We're back on The Blitz, live here at Tubelo. Starting to get hopping in here. Do you have any opinions on this evening's game?
I like the Redskins. Cowboys getting some steam. I'm against that. I like the Redskins to cover tonight. It's gone from 4.5 down to 2.5.
Inside of 3, I probably like the Redskins. I can't make my... I cannot play a game with... I hate... I don't think either one of these teams are any good. I just don't have a good enough opinion. I'm kind of with you, though. I'd probably go that way, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
I've probably lost more money betting NFC East than any other division this year, but I'll still be on that tonight.
Yeah, well, it should be interesting. You had a question that you wanted to pose to me regarding UH.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Coug versus Florida State, how the matchup is, and how you feel about Coug's chances.
Well, I
you're excited they're playing them.
Well, I feel pretty good about it because the UH, that game's going to mean a lot. To Florida State, it's not. And that's always a good sign from both from a gambling standpoint and a fan standpoint. But I think UH is going to be able to score on Florida State. They're going to have real trouble stopping that running game, and I think that's going to wind up being I think they're going to stay within the number, and I think they play a close game. But, yeah, the one thing I'll say is that all year long this team has found a way to win close games with the exception of the one time Greg Ward was out. And if they wind up in a dogfight, and they're very aggressive on defense. They're very fast. I think they're going to get beat up a little bit because Florida State's bigger, and that may wear them down late. But I think they're going to be in the game, man. I think this is, of all the matchups, other than Iowa, I would have given them a huge chance to beat Iowa. I don't know that I'd feel good about Notre Dame or Ohio State. I don't feel good about Florida State in terms of beating them. But I do feel good that they can play him close, and I think it's going to be an interesting game.
I'm with you. I think they're going to have a hard time stopping Dalvin Cook, but it's
he's an amazing player. He really is, and they haven't faced anybody like that all year.
At the end of the day, is it really – I mean, obviously it would be nice to win, but it doesn't matter that much. I mean, they got there is a big deal.
No, I mean, really the important thing was winning the conference and getting that bowl bid. But I think what I've always talked about is for them to get the kind of – to become the sort of program – that gets national attention. I think a win would be nice. The bigger thing is going to be, can you beat OU to start the season next year? And if you can go And you pull another 13-1, and then you follow that up with a win over a team that was just in the playoff. Then you're going to start getting some attention.
Yeah.
And I think that's, to me, I've always said this, much like Boise, much like TCU, it took them several years of this. I mean, they had to win the Rose Bowl. They had to be good for several years. Boise had to be good for several years before people started looking at them as a legitimate program. And I think this is the first step towards that. Win or lose, I think they've already got that attention. But if you win, it was Boise beating Oklahoma that made Boise in a bowl game that didn't mean anything. And it didn't mean anything to Oklahoma. Meant plenty to Boise, and maybe that's what happens. But I'm just I'm thrilled that they're actually there, and it was, as a lifelong UH fan, I'm pretty excited that they actually won the conference, and that Tom Herman's staying, and that maybe you can get a 2 or 3 year run like that, and then who knows. So, but yeah, I'll be surprised if it just scares me, that the running game of Florida State, man,
yeah,
is such a talented team. But I can tell you what, man, this offense. The one thing about Saturday that kind of got lost is DeMarcus Ayers was hurt the entire game.
Right.
And that took away one of your most explosive weapons, because he just did not, even returning punts, he looked like he wanted to fall down the second the ball got there. And he'll be healthy, presumably. I'm assuming Kenneth Farrow will be back by then, and they'll have their full complement of running backs, and they're not playing a cornerback at running back. And I can't say enough how impressed I am with the job of this coaching staff, that – you know, William Jackson, who was also hurt. I mean, he played Saturday and played okay, but he clearly wasn't himself. Your best playmaker on defense, your best running back, your best offensive threat as a receiver was about 50%, and you know, you're down to a cornerback at running back, and they won two games against teams that were ranked coming home, and that's pretty damn impressive. And I'll say it right now: this is a better team than the one that Sumlin had that lost to Southern Miss in the championship game of the conference.
You could argue that.
Because, frankly, they've had a tougher schedule than that team. They had some better non-conference wins that year. But this is a tougher conference. It's a step up. It's not – yeah. It's hard for me to describe it, but going from Conference USA to the AAC, it's not like going from Conference USA to the Big 12, but that's the next level. It's just a level below that. And there's good teams in this conference, and they handled it. They beat two Power Fives. They beat three teams in the top 25. I think, and got to a major bowl for the first time since the 70s. Yeah, I'm gonna say this team's better.
Well, I mean, obviously it's been an impressive season, and like I said, I don't know that, you know, a loss to Florida State's necessarily going to downgrade the season.
I don't think it will.
I do think that. They're probably looking back at that Connecticut game and wishing they would have done some things differently, or maybe taken it more seriously than they did.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. I was saying all along, here's your classic sandwich game, and now you got a backup quarterback. And I think they just went in there thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to roll because we've been rolling over everybody, and we got a bigger game next week. And you know, but even so, to me, that loss didn't really hurt them.
At the end of the day, it didn't, because they won the rest of their games.
And they were never going to be in the playoff talk, so that doesn't impact that at all. So, yeah, you know, won a championship. I think it's impressive as hell, and I can't wait to see what Tom Herman does with this group, especially with Greg Ward Jr. back next year. They're losing a few guys, but with this recruiting class they've got coming in, which a top 35 recruiting class at the University of Houston, that's pretty good.
Very good.
So, Lamont says, how do UH got the attention when they are ranked 18th? Seems like the bowl is because they have to. Well,
They do have to.
Yeah. And to me, that it doesn't really mean anything. And I guarantee you the coaches poll and the AP poll will have them much higher at the end of the season, even if they lose to Florida State. So going into next year, that'll be what it is. But
yeah, I mean, they would have loved to take a different – I mean, had they had the chance, they wouldn't have taken UH. But the way it's set up is the highest-rated non-Power 5 team gets one of those big bowl games, and
Do you know what? If you have to take a non-Power 5, believe me, they're real happy to get UH.
I think so, too.
Because it could have been Toledo. It's been Northern Illinois.
Right. I think the one preference they would have had was Navy, at least of the realistically, you know, the realistic options.
But actually,
this year.
They were going to be pretty good with any one of those four. You get Houston, Temple, Navy, or Memphis.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good programs for, you know, something you have to take. And there's been a lot of years where they've
But I think Houston has a bigger following than Toledo or Memphis.
Oh, by far, yeah.
And I think the only bigger following that would have been there was Navy. But
agreed.
I think that one thing UH will have is UH is an exciting football team to watch.
Exactly.
And I think it'll make for a fun game.
And I haven't seen the TV ratings yet, but this is 2 weeks in a row they were on Channel 13, and they did pretty good numbers when they played Navy,
yep,
even nationally. So I'll be interested to see what they did.
All right, guys,
this week.
I'm going to tell you about Gary Trichter one more time. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. Those are happening more and more often. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed one of those tests the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The machine's not even warranted fit for testing on humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checked, making recheck and improving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. Failing the blood test in the end of the world, they're not even testing your blood, actually. They're testing the air above your blood. Very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist. He's right here in Houston. And he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. You know, a lot of guys will take DWI cases. Not a lot are willing to go in front of a jury and take a trial case. Gary Trichter is experienced when it comes to that. One of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. So if you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to quit. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to quit. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to quit. There's no place to hide as I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the
blitz. And we are back on the Blitz. One more segment here before we get a little Monday Night Football action. Hey, I want to let you know we play the Bud Light Fantasy game each Thursday during Happy Hour. It's absolutely free to play. This Thursday, we're having Happy Hour at Buffalo Wild Wings on Washington. From 5 until 7, the top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. The only way you can enter is to get the link at BW3 on Washington from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. Cowboys Redskins coverage on the station tonight, right after the show at 7 o'clock. How about that?
Sounds great, Fred.
All right, let's do the Dumbass Report.
All right, listen, laws are loose in some parts of the country. They're never this loose, typically. A Phoenix man is facing charges after shooting a burglary suspect. A Phoenix man faces assault charges after he chased and shot a woman he suspected of burglarizing his vehicle. On Saturday, about 5 a.m., a patrol officer heard gunshots and responded to a residential area, made contact with 41-year-old Pedro Sales, who said he intercepted an attempted burglary. Sales told investigators he caught the suspect, an unidentified 28-year-old woman, stealing two pieces of construction equipment inside his work vehicle. He fired a handgun multiple times in the air, which caused a woman to flee.
That seems fair.
Right. He followed her in another vehicle and fired additional shots, hitting her at least once. He then retrieved his property, which the suspect had dropped while running. He notified the patrol officer about the incident when he returned home. Investigators remained at the scene for hours. And later alleged that Sales had exceeded the justifications of defending his premise and property. He was later arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault and a weapons charge. The woman sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and her charges remain pending. Technology is making it harder and harder to be a criminal, Fred. My wife has this in her car, that the Ford cars have that sync, the 911 assist system,
yeah.
And like you can hook up your Bluetooth through it, you can talk on your phone through it, you can play your music. Well, it's your GPS as well.
Right.
Kathy Bernstein tried speeding away after hitting a truck and a van in Florida, but her escape plan was cut short by her assist, her sync assist. The car's 911 assist system gave her location and basically put her on blast. They were able to find her quite easily. The system automatically calls police if the car has been involved in an accident that deploys an airbag. Which, by the way, if you're in an accident that deploys your airbag, how are you just driving off anyway? You're just going to pretend like that didn't happen? The airbag dust is all in your eyes?
And the bag's still there, right?
Yeah, the bag doesn't just disappear. While on the line, she denied that she had been in a car accident, telling the operator a car had only pulled out in front of her black Ford but didn't hit her. The operator seemed skeptical and said, your car wouldn't call us if someone pulled out in front of you unless there had been an accident. Around the same time, police investigating the report were notified by SYNC and told that the airbag was deployed. She continued her lies, telling the cops she had hit a tree. She finally admitted to hitting a car and leaving the scene. And police learned she was actually fleeing from another crash before she had hit into this car.
She was just going for the triple crown. She wanted to get one more.
Let's go to Pennsylvania, where 26-year-old Joshua Lording faces a preliminary hearing on burglary, theft, and related charges. Here's something you don't want to do. Police security video showed the suspect wearing a shirt with the name Josh on it. If you're going to rob somebody, don't have your name on your shirt. That's robbery 101.
Or don't wear a name tag either. My name is. Yeah.
They searched his home, found the shirt, as well as two guns and two smartphones taken during the burglary. Police also found marijuana and drug paraphernalia during the search. And finally, the Florida Highway Patrol says a man was caught naked going 110 miles an hour and driving drunk with three female passengers.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
You know, what's the big deal, right?
I try to limit it to two, but, you know, sometimes you got to stretch yourself, right?
Here's the deal, though. You would think that happened at, like, 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Nope, 3 in the afternoon. They started getting calls about a man driving recklessly. When a trooper stopped the car, the trooper noticed Noe DeJesus was shirtless and there was an open 12-pack of Corona. The trooper asked him to get out of the car and saw that he was completely naked and surprisingly smelled of alcohol and had slurred speech. DeJesus is now facing charges of DUI and driving without a license. He was released Sunday after posting bond. Arrest records show he has a history of drug, gun, and theft arrests. But three chicks at the same time?
I want to party with that guy.
Maybe worth it. Yeah. Maybe worth it. And that's your dumbass report.
All right.
How's that pumpkinator, Fred? Peenator.
Solid. I'd kind of gotten out on the pumpkin beers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of fed up with them, but then I've gone through my collection at home, so I kind of felt
there
like,
you go.
Go ahead and have one. Good stuff. I got a text saying, you're such a UH homer. When have I ever said I wasn't?
Yeah, he's an alum.
I'm harder on them than I am pretty much anybody, but I've never made any bones about that and never will. I mean, that's the one team I still root for. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for coming out to Two Belows.
I got internet bullied for not being enough of a UH homer.
Yeah, that's not your job. It's not my job either, but. All right, want to thank John Lee. Great job. Want to thank Aaron. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job.
Of course it
was. Tony Dorsett. I got a better grade than you today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy.
ESPN 97.5.